Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. Strong winds hit Plymouth County Saturday morning at around 9:35 a.m., causing tents to tumble, tree limbs and power lines to fall, and a semi-truck and trailer to overturn. Those winds came on quickly from the north. Dust and debris were seen blowing as those winds swept across Lamar's. Insulation panels at the new Lamar's Community Football Stadium were seen blowing across the street. At the Lamar's Farmers Market, tents were tipped over, having the vendors to move quickly to salvage their tents and sell goods. The Owens and Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department responded to three different calls within a few minutes. There were two separate reports of power lines being down, causing small fires. Owens Fire Department responded to also a semi-truck and livestock trailer that had overturned on County Road K64, about a half a mile south of Highway 3. There were no livestock in that trailer at the time that it had overturned, and the driver was able to escape without injury. The National Weather Services of Sioux Falls says that wind gusts were reported blowing at speeds of excess of 50 miles an hour throughout northwest Iowa, with some reports near the Iowa Great Lakes of winds above 60 miles an hour. Sioux County authorities report no structural damage but several tree limbs down in Orange City. Downed power lines were reported south of Remsen and north of Owens and here in Lamar's near 9th Street Southeast and 4th Avenue Southeast. Officials have announced new inspection rules for pigs that will be shown at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. An Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship news release on Friday said that the additional exhibition requirements are designed to promote biosecurity and animal health as African swine fever continues to spread across China and other parts of Asia and Europe. All hogs must be individually inspected and identified on a certificate of veterinary inspection that was completed within 7 days of the fair, which runs August 8th through the 18th this year. A veterinarian will inspect all hogs as they arrive in the Des Moines fairgrounds before they are unloaded or mixed with other livestock. Biosecurity concerns led organizers to cancel the World Pork Expo scheduled on June of last month at the fairgrounds. The National Pork Producers Council says that African swine fever affects only pigs and presents no human health or food safety risk. There's no vaccine to treat that disease. A state court judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed in May challenging a new state law that prohibits the use of Medicaid funding for gender reassignment surgery. Judge David Porter says in an order filed on Thursday that the two people who filed the lawsuit must first seek to have their surgeries approved by the Iowa Department of Human Services through Medicaid and follow an administrative appeals process. He says it's premature to sue before DHS is given an opportunity to amend or repeal its own rules. He also denied a request to put the law on hold while legal issues are pending. The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, representing Mika Covington and Aiden Vasquez, who are seeking to have gender reassignment surgeries. The ACLU quickly appealed the judge's decision to the Iowa Supreme Court. The court ruled in March in a different case that the Iowa DHS cannot block Medicaid-paid gender reassignment surgeries. Republican lawmakers and Governor Kim Reynolds responded to that ruling by passing a new law. Plagued by anemic polling and fundraising, many 2020 Democratic presidential campaigns have fallen into a spiral of perceived struggles that become increasingly self-fulfilling. Some of the most affected built their runs around signature issues that have largely fallen flat as momentum eludes their messengers. That includes New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's championing of the women's rights, Washington Governor Jay Inslee's focus on climate change, and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper's pitch as a principled moderate. Urgent calls for gun control also couldn't keep California Representative Eric Swalwell's now defunct presidential bid afloat. After the next Democratic primary debate later this month in Detroit, the threshold to qualify for future debates gets tougher. That's when many of the campaigns that have yet to break out may face pressure to leave the race. An Iowa State University graduate student accused of sex crimes during his time at the school has been indicted on federal child pornography charges. Federal prosecutors say that 33-year-old Jonna Shidlante Paulus of Ames was charged Thursday by a grand jury with one count of receiving and one count of possessing child pornography. The Des Moines Register says that Paulus was taken into federal custody on Thursday, one day after he was sentenced to 90 days in jail related to his guilty plea in a state case. In the Iowa case, Paulus pleaded guilty to a count of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse for an incident at his apartment in April. Officials say that the federal charges stem from sexually explicit conversations and nude photos Paulus exchanged with a 16-year-old girl. And the parents of an underweight baby girl who tested positive for cocaine have been sentenced to probation. The Des Moines Register reports that 20-year-old Starzia Kirk and 21-year-old Zach Herman, both of Pella, were sentenced on Thursday. They pleaded guilty in May to felony neglect of a dependent person. Court documents say that their three-month-old baby, Charlotte, weighed just less than her birth weight when she was taken to a hospital in December. A doctor said that the baby tested positive for cocaine and was suffering from malnutrition and dehydration. The documents also say that Kirk and Herman admitted to using cocaine recently. Marion County Attorney Ed Bull said in May that the girl was thriving in her new placement. That is a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.